This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From hilarious tweets forecasting an eventual career highlight, to former WWE employees getting their comeback roles spot on years in advance, this bunch of wrestling stars all either consciously or subconsciously knew what the future held for them, and proved that brilliant foreshadowing can be found in some of the most unexpected of places. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times wrestlers weirdly foreshadowed their futures. Number 10, Bray Wyatt's story of the man in the woods. Plants some fiendish seeds. Bray Wyatt isn't the sort of talent who does anything by halves. This fierce commitment to his gimmick has led to the star routinely foreshadowing his future away from general WWE programming, routinely taking to Twitter to tease what is about to unfold in his own distinct way. In another instance of him using a less traditional platform to plant some seeds for an eventual shift in direction, Wyatt also let us know about the coming of a chilling new figure way back in October 2015. During his particular superstar girl story, Wyatt explained that he ran into a being with no pigment in his skin. He was as pale as a pearl and had thin yellow hairs running all the way down to his knees. Sure, the fact he revealed the man in the woods stood at 7 feet tall was a bit off in the end, but the remark of him having eyes that were yellow like a cat, and Sister Abigail noting that Wyatt himself was in fact the man in the woods, all pointed to a fiendish future for the star long before he was ever let in to our TV screens via the Firefly Funhouse. Number 9, Asuka admits she may be forced to resort to using Muta's mist in 2018. For much of Asuka's early WWE career, the Empress of Tomorrow found herself in the role of passionate and all-around badass babyface. An undefeated run that included a dominant NXT Women's Championship reign and inaugural Women's Royal Rumble win took up the majority of this period of being a crowd favorite. However, a green mist at the expense of Nikki Cross during 2019's Hell in a Cell pay-per-view would see the star simultaneously turn her back on her heroic ways and introduce a move she'd been subtly teasing for quite some time. As it goes, a full year and a half before Asuka shocked the world and unleashed her poison mist en route to the Kabuki Warriors winning their first women's tag team championships, the future Grand Slam champion foreshadowed her using of the weapon during a WrestleMania 34 diary. Praising her hero, the great Muta, Asuka would then go on to admit that she may not be above using her inspiration's legendary poison mist should she be faced with an opponent she cannot beat. Something Cross, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, and many more found out the hard way. Number 8, Cesaro and Sheamus see potential in a partnership on a WWE 2K15 panel. Despite being genuinely frustrated about having his chance to move over to the more wrestling-focused Blue Show taken away from him during the 2016 brand split, Cesaro would go on to battle Sheamus in an unexpected gem of a best-of-seven series on Monday Night Raw. Tying said series would then pave the way for one of the most successful unforeseen alliances in modern WWE history, as The Bar went on to win 5 tag team titles over the course of 3 glorious years. But what few remember about this partnership is that the two's eventual pairing was actually eerily predicted years before they would ever collide in their enjoyable Best of Seven program. Sitting alongside each other at a roster reveal for the WWE 2K15 video game, Cesaro and Sheamus were asked who they'd like to partner and become tag team champions with. As you've likely guessed, both men went on to confess that while they weren't the biggest fans of one another, they'd make a heck of a team at some point in the future. Fast forward 2 years and these throwaway answers mid-Q&A would become a painful reality for various sorry adversaries. Number 7, Kurt Angle for Raw General Manager. It's safe to say that a decent portion of the WWE fanbase, including the performer himself, weren't completely satisfied with Kurt Angle's last run within Vince McMahon's company. The Olympic gold medalist would finally return to the promotion on the back of being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2017. Instead of picking up where he left off in Between the Ropes, though, Angle was quickly slotted into a general manager position on Raw. Despite feeling this was largely the reason for his lackluster displays when the time finally came for him to return to being a solely in-ring talent, noting that the inactivity had resulted in his body getting arthritic, Angle may have actually manifested his own unfortunate destiny years before he made his WWE comeback. In a tweet from 2012, Angle randomly campaigned to become the new Raw GM while still being under contract with TNA. In the middle of an episode of Impact, no less. Perhaps it's true, damn true, what they say. Be careful what you wish for. Number 6, Rey Mysterio receives an eye for an eye warning a decade before meeting Rollins. 2020 can best be described as a difficult year for Rey Mysterio. On top of the Master of the 619 having to watch his son get beaten to a pulp with kendo sticks, the former World Heavyweight Champion also had his eye popped out of its socket by Seth Rollins during an eye for an eye match. Yep, 2020 was weird. Yet, you'll probably be shocked to hear that Mysterio's grisly fate was actually strangely foreshadowed as far back as SummerSlam 2010. After the masked sensation had gone to war with Kane over the World Heavyweight Championship, the Big Red Machine looked to make Mysterio pay even more for apparently harming his brother, The Undertaker. But when he went to throw the beaten challenger into a casket at ringside, Taker surprisingly emerged and had some very surreal words for a terrified Rey. Taker asked Mysterio if he'd ever heard of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Thankfully, on this occasion, the diminutive face would be saved further physical trauma. But looking back, the Phenom's question acts as a rather disturbing piece of foreshadowing. Number 5, Dean Ambrose proclaims that he's the top man in the industry in 2016. Despite holding the company's top belt and being SmackDown's first draft pick during the 2016 brand split, the then WWE champion Dean Ambrose still wasn't positioned as the absolute top man in the industry. Yeah, much of that largely was out of Jon Moxley's hands, with the star being thrown into a lackluster feud with Dolph Ziggler and eventually dropping the title to AJ Styles not long after. However, when the wrestler was given some space to spread his wings and showcase the potential he harbored within as a bona fide main event superstar, he delivered. And in one particularly captivating moment early into his reign, he actually foreshadowed his eventual fate. Coming during the July 16th, 2016 edition of Raw, the future AEW World Champion explained that he was the top man in this industry. I'm on top of the world. Sure, this may not have been technically true at the time of blasting Seth Rollins in the face with his passion, but fast forward 4 years and Moxley was named 2020 Wrestling Observer Newsletter and PWI Wrestler of the Year. Simply put, the Mox knew he had it in him. Number 4, The Undertaker goes full American badass on a 1995 magazine cover. More than a few heads were turned when The Undertaker finally decided to drop his tried and tested dead man gimmick in favor of a complete American badass overhaul back in 2000. For many, the sight of the former paranormal figure now sporting a bandana and a fresh new attitude was too much to take in all at once. However, the Phenom did actually offer us a glimpse into this eventual reality many years earlier, during an appearance on the front cover of the November 1995 edition of WWE Magazine. He may have still been decked in his then-signature purple gloves, pale face, and sunken eye makeup, but it doesn't take a genius to spot the seed for an American badass that the Demon of Death Valley is straddling while staring a hole through whichever poor soul opted to purchase the mag. Taker was always a chopper man at heart and was clearly angling for some motorcycle action 5 years before taking the roof off of the place in front of an enraptured Monday Night Raw crowd. Number 3, Becky Lynch's Carpool one-liner provides a glimpse into the future. Though it had been clear for quite some time that Becky Lynch was in need of a tweak coming into SummerSlam 2018, the Last Kicker's eventual heel turn at the biggest party of the summer still came as a little bit of a shock, albeit an unwanted one as next to nobody wanted to boo her. Though it seemed to come a little out of left field for some, those who really invested themselves in Lynch's activity on social media may have picked up a bizarre piece of foreshadowing for this eventual SummerSlam twist. A few months before the triple threat that would see Carmella defend her SmackDown Women's Championship against Lynch and Charlotte Flair, the two challengers slash best buds filmed a short Instagram story whilst prepping to take part in some carpool karaoke. It was here where the future double champ joined in with a rendition of Wannabe by the Spice Girls, as you do, following up the lyrics, "Friendship never ends," with a brilliantly dry and now spookily accurate, "I mean, sometimes it does, like when one friend turns on another." They may have been all smiles shortly after, but Becky had a plan. Number 2, Stardust slash Cody Rhodes hungers to get the attitude out of wrestling. AEW's inaugural pay-per-view by the name of Double or Nothing was an event sprinkled with the perfect combination of blockbuster showdowns and riveting storyline-driven epics. The latter was largely brought to the fray by two brothers, shedding blood and tears as Cody Rhodes looked to kill the Attitude Era and set his brother Dustin free. Yet, as strange as it may seem, this feud's origins can actually be found in a random throwaway backstage WWE promo. 4 years before Double or Nothing 2019. Here, Cody, in full Stardust getup, being interviewed by none other than his wife, Brandi Rhodes, explained that he wanted to cut out the slack in the company, referencing Goldust in particular, alongside the likes of Big Show, Kane, and Mark Henry as hangers-on. He'd then sign off this explosive rant with the words, "Get the attitude out." The fact his first major match under the name of the company designed to usher the industry into a bold new era, that he also helped create, involved him finally delivering on those words years later, means you can file this piece of foreshadowing under chilling. Number 1, Miro is the true TV champion. Make no mistake, even when Rusev was being carted out as part of the dreadful League of Nations stable back in 2016, he was still a charismatic force. His marketable personality was highlighted in one of the star's many underrated tweets around this time, when Rusev tweeted his wife to tell her to go make history. And I did. I took the TV monitor. Therefore, I'm the new TV champion. If you're a little bit lost, Rusev had taken up a new hobby of walking to the back with a TV monitor whenever the aforementioned faction obliterated a table on air. He even continued to play up this TV champion gimmick a few years later, tweeting out, "Y'all have new titles but forgot that I'm still TV champ." What makes this whole thing so surreal, though, is the fact that the star who now goes by the name of Miro finally became the official AEW TNT champion recently, meaning that 5 years on from first proclaiming himself your TV champ, he now actually has a belt to prove it. Life is very weird, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.